Hours 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and online with us from Toronto, Canada, this morning is Jeff Levering. So, Jeff, 6:07 first pitch once again today from what used to be Sky Dome. I don't know what they call that place right now, but Eric and I were wondering about that 6:07 start time. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, I remember back in my old production assistant days, they would always say that the start time, and this was when I was working in Anaheim, they would always say it was an 05 start, but it was always an 07 start, and it's typically for television reasons.
Okay.
So if you say it's an 05 start, it's usually 07 just because it gives you that first segment, then you get a break, and then you really start at 6:07. If you're the Pirates, and you say 6:05, they usually start about 6:08, 6:09. That's pretty typical situation for Pittsburgh, though. It's usually a TV deal.
Well, but Steve, now I listen when you're at home here, and sometimes when you're on the broadcast, people can overhear the inside the press box, the who gives the game reports. Like, what's that title of the person? You know, first pitch, 6:07 p.m.
Yeah, he's our official. It's our official score.
Yeah, right. So the official score, you can sometimes hear him on the PA, and it seems like when we're at home here in Milwaukee, that first pitch is right on 7:10 or yep. Whatever it is.
Yeah, no, most teams do a pretty good job of saying when the scheduled time is and when you're starting. And that's usually a good thing, especially if you're a producer on the TV side and you're going, okay, well, this is when the anthem's going to be. Better play that anthem just in case if we're not covering it, we have it covered. We have it covered by some other content or a commercial break. So it's very good to be prompt. I'm a big fan of being prompt and on time.
Well, this is a fascinating discussion, don't you think, that I've led here, Jeff? I mean, anything to not talk about what's going on in the field of late. So I'm going to throw another one at you because you and I both work with Gina Della over at Pella. I hear your commercials, and so do a lot of folks listening. And someone texted in this morning. They want to know, ask Levering what he means by cornhole bags in his window commercial. Thanks. You talk about the extended cornhole bags.
Yeah, so I mean they're anti-draft bags, really. So you put them in the bottom of your door so that you don't get any drafts that come in. Like the wind would come through. There's a little bit of a gap between your door,
okay,
and the floorboards. So we used to put those extendo cornhole bags, right? And you get what I'm saying when I say that they're usually filled with rice or corn or beans or whatever it is. But we would put those underneath our doors, and you wouldn't be having any drafts. Now we don't have to worry about that.
But no more, thanks to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You got that right. Absolutely right.
That'd make a fun game, though.
Cornhole bags are the first thing I threw away.
I would use those. Bring them to the tailgate.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, for sure. They would. They're a little brittle. They don't hold up very well if they hit the cement pavement. But that's all right. We don't need them anymore. They're obsolete.
So Craig Council was on with us yesterday, Jeff, and he said that Willy Adames looked like he had been in a fight. Is that true? Have you seen his face? Is he okay?
I have not seen him, no. So he was at the ballpark on Sunday, after he got released from this time of year, and what day of the week it is, except when I talked to you guys, which is on Wednesdays. So he came to the ballpark on Sunday. I didn't get a chance to see him, but you can only imagine what that welt looks like, from where he got hit. But the good news is that the swelling's going to go down. He's going to be fine. He still has a couple of, tests to pass, in order to get cleared to play, but he stayed back in Milwaukee. He is, probably going to rejoin the team when we get back stateside to Cincinnati.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. All right, interesting conversation this morning, Jeff. We learned a lot, don't you think?
I don't know if I learned a lot. Hopefully you learned something.
I sure did. And so did all of the fans of Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, Level. We'll talk next week.
All right, see you guys.